Sweetheart, we need to talk. Sit down. This may come as a bit of a shock. Well, you know how a few months ago we were trying to conceive? Yes, well, now that I'm pregnant, I think it's time you know the truth. It's not yours. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Calm the fuck down, Prendick. Stop your whimpering. I'm going to tell you a little story about what happened. Back when we were trying to conceive, I started thinking about the genetic traits I wanted to pass down. I started thinking in strictly scientific terms. And I realized, as your doughy, unremarkable form was on top of me, uselessly pumping away in an attempt to make me orgasm, so my vagina deposited your seed deeper, that I didn't want to bear your weak offspring. I wanted to bear alpha males, which you'd never be able to give me. So after you came in me, while you were in the shower, I called the big dick stud I've been cheating on you with for some real fucking. While you were off hoping I'd soon rear your unremarkable offspring, I was getting my pussy stretched and pounded by a big, muscular, alpha male gorilla fucking me. It was wonderful. As my bare feet curled in ecstasy from his 11-inch cock ravaging me, he started to grunt uncontrollably. I knew this was it. As his potent sperm flooded my fertile womb, I orgasmed, thinking about his superior killer sperm destroying your weakling batch. I came, thinking about the fact that any and all chances of you fertilizing me were eradicated as my large cocked thug came deep in me. By the off chance that your little weakling warriors fertilized me, I hope you know I'm gonna get rid of it. My body is a temple for alphas only. Goddesses don't rear betas and weaklings. Now come over here, honey. You're rock hard. Kill more of your little weaklings by coming in my already fertilized snatch.